Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Us. So if we reap, we will sow. The good thing about that is that God gives the increase.
Amen.
That's the good news. We're not responsible for the increase. God is responsible for the increase. So what we have to do, God just simply says, if you sow, you shall reap. We all probably know the story or the parable of the talents. When God gave one 5 talents, he gave some 2, and he gave one. Well, the one that had 5 and 2, they went and doubled it.
Amen.
What did the guy with 1 talent do? He buried it. Can you get anything from that? No. So he did not sow. Therefore, he did not reap. When Jesus Christ came back at judgment time, or in that parable, he came back, the master came back and said, hey, I've given you this. What have you done with it? He said, I went and buried it. And listen to this. This is why I tell everybody at least should invest in the stock market. He said, if you would have simply gave it to the money exchangers, I would have got mine plus usury. So he didn't even have to do anything. All he had to do is sow. Just put it there. Leave it alone. Don't touch it. And he would have got something back. Why? Because God gives the increase. What a promise we have. If we simply sow, we reap. That's good news. That's good news. So we thank God for that. So if when we reap, we sow. The next one here, we reap what we sow. We reap what we sow. You've never seen a farmer that wants to plant an apple tree plant orange seeds. If you want apples, what do you plant? If you want watermelon, what do you plant? Exactly. Well, the Bible tells us this, produce after your kind. So we see whatever you sow, you shall reap. Whatever you sow, you shall reap. And the Bible puts it this way in verse 8 here. It says, for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Corruption is not good. That's very bad. Now the Bible goes on and tells us what those works of the flesh are. If you look at Galatians chapter 5, 19 to 21, I'm just going to read a couple of them. It talks about adultery. It talks about fornication. It talks about uncleanliness, lasciviousnessly, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emotions, that's rivalry and jealousy, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, and railings. Wow. These are all works of the flesh. And if you are sowing in these things, that list there, you shall reap corruption. So it's a good time for us to evaluate where we are sowing. What am I sowing? Am I sowing these bad things? You know, the world make these things sound like they're not that much. Especially, you know, it talks about witchcraft. You know, that deals with sorcery and drugs and all this stuff. You know, when you take, Harry Potter and all this crazy stuff with witches, it makes us so comfortable with things that we shouldn't be. And God said these things are bad. But we'll set our kid in front of a TV and watch Harry Potter and don't care what's going on. You are sowing bad seeds into your kids. And then 20 years later, you're wondering why that booger is acting like he's acting. You done sowed bad seed in him. Come on now, wake up. You have to sow good seed. How many times do you sit around and have Bible study with your kids? Try to break it down and correct them. We don't do that. We need to take time and do what God tells us to do. You know, if you ask someone that's not saved, they'll always tell you this. What goes around what? Comes around. They're not even saved and they know that. They know that. They're not even saved and they know that. Ain't open a Bible, but they know the laws of the harvest. The laws of the
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.